This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians after a rash of deadly shootings. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
The announcement cast a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and threatened to further raise tensions. Netanyahu's security cabinet, which is filled by hardline politicians aligned with the West Bank settlement movement, approved the measures in the wake of the attacks. It also plans to cancel security benefits for the families of the attackers, make it easier for Israelis to get gun licenses, and step up efforts to collect illegal weapons. The announcement said that in response to public Palestinian celebrations over the attack, Israel would take new steps to strengthen the settlements this week. It gave no further details. The Biden administration, which condemned the shooting, opposes settlement construction in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Pope Francis on Sunday condemned a resurgence of violence in the Middle East, calling on both sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to engage in a sincere search for peace.
All'inizio dell'anno decine di palestinesi sono rimasti
Francis cited 10 Palestinians, including a woman, killed in an Israeli army raid on a refugee camp in the West Bank, and an attack Friday by a Palestinian gunman that killed 7 Israelis outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem. Pope Francis starts a trip on Tuesday to 2 fragile African nations where protracted conflicts have left millions of refugees and displaced people grappling with hunger. The January 31st to February 5th visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan takes the 86-year-old Pope to places where Catholics make up about half of the populations and where the church is a key player in health and educational systems, as well as in democracy.